You will hear a conversation between a radio presenter and an author. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 14.
And here with us today, we have Patricia Abedin, author of the best-selling book Beginner's Guide to Self-Publishing and owner of the self-publishing company Make a Book.
Hello.
Hello, Patricia. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are interested in self-publishing their novels, but they don't know where to start. As a successful self-published author, what would you say are some of the pitfalls they'd need to avoid?
I'm glad you asked that, Mark. The thing is that with the ebook revolution that started in the early 2000s, we experienced a shift in the literary market, and suddenly aspiring writers didn't have to rely on agents and traditional publishers anymore to get the opportunity to publish their books. But just because we can publish, does that mean we should? For me, there are four questions that each writer needs to ask themselves before they attempt to join the market. The first question is my book ready? One of the biggest mistakes new writers do is that they get so excited with the prospect of publishing their book that they rush through the process and they don't bother with the technicalities such as thorough editing. And they should, because editing is about 50% of the final product. It's not as glamorous as the process of actually creating the story, but it's just as important. The final product needs to be immaculate. Not just in terms of grammar, but also in terms of plotting, characterization, and even spelling. Secondly, do I understand the market? Unless you're publishing just for your friends and family, you need to have a sound marketing strategy. The beauty of self-publishing is that anyone can do it, but that also means that you're fighting for attention against millions of other titles. Do you know what sets your book apart? Do you understand who your audience is and how you're going to reach them? Do you have a solid presence in social media? In general, do you know how you're going to sell the book to people? The third question, and I hope I don't sound too pragmatic, is, have I worked out how much money I'm willing to spend? This extends beyond the cost of self-publishing itself, obviously. There's the cost of advertising, the cost of proofreading and copy editing, the cost of giving away free copies to reviewers, and let's not forget the cost of a professionally done cover. The truth is that the more you see your book as an investment, the more of a return you're going to get. But either way, you need to know what your available funds are. And the final thing is something most writers overlook, but it's just as important as the other three. Have I started my next project yet? Remember, one book is never going to make you rich, and it's never going to make you famous. If you want to succeed, you need to keep writing and keep publishing as many books as you can. That's how you build an audience, and how you get your book to the top of the charts.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 15 to 17.
Thank you, Patricia. So tell us, how did you do it? You started publishing 5 years ago, and now you have your own publishing company. How did you get here so fast?
To be honest with you, the first book I ever published was a flop, and it was because I didn't follow almost any of the rules I just told you. My novel was poorly edited, it had a cheap-looking, self-made cover, and I had no idea how to get people to buy it. For about a year, I checked its dismal sales every month, and I wallowed in self-pity. But then I decided it was time to change and do something. The first thing I did was get a subscription to all the writing magazines I could find out there. I'd read them all from cover to cover and followed the experts' advice as if it was gospel. I wrote almost every single day, and I submitted short stories to every competition I could find out there. I also started a blog and I set up my own page. Over time, I started building a name for myself and a solid fan base.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 18 to 20.
I didn't want to be associated with my first book, so I decided to publish my next book under a different name. This time, I sought professional help with editing, and I spent months working on it until it was ready. I also sought the advice of friends who worked in marketing and tech-savvy friends who helped me come up with a marketing plan. Since I already had a platform, my website and my social media pages, it was much easier to reach the people who would be interested in reading my book. And of course, while all of this was happening, I was also in the middle of my next novel, which I planned to have ready for editing by the time the previous one was out. So, yeah, I published my second book about 2 years after my first, and it was a completely different experience. And now, here I am.
Thank you very much, Patricia. I'm sure our listeners have been inspired by your story.